This is a change in the state of the life of the body of Christ that is underway right now, where he's resetting our soul. He's bringing us into alignment. Gentleness became on display, and it had a monumental impact on our internal world, on our external world. He said gentleness is the antidote, the solution to anger, to wrath, to hostility, to fear, to hatred, to division. He's bringing us into alignment holistically. He's bringing us into a place of incredible fruitfulness and power.
I'd love just a moment of your time before today's show. If you're hungry for more of God and want to go deeper with Jesus, you're not alone. That's exactly why I created the International Mentoring Community. It's a space where I get to mentor you personally, helping you encounter Jesus in a real, tangible way. So every Friday, I go live on Zoom for an hour of encounter, slowing down, meeting with him, and letting his presence transform us. You'll be surrounded by intercessors and a global family of believers who love and support you. Plus, you get instant access to over 200 past sessions that are filled with teachings and testimonies and life-changing encounters. So if you are ready to experience his love more deeply and connect with a spiritual family that really gets you, join us at jointheimc.com. I can't wait to meet you inside.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning into this week's extremely special episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, Mila's Right. And the word that Jesus has filled my spirit with for our time together today, it all comes from an experience that I had a little while ago that I've been sharing recently in our international mentoring community. It's an invitation to experience Jesus in a very beautiful and very strategic way. So it's a word for each of us individually, but it's also for the body of Christ collectively. It's what Jesus is drawing us into. And it's about experiencing him, really experiencing him, as the God who is gentleness, who is gentle, who is kind. And that is, like I said, it's transformative, it's beautiful, and it changes us internally, dramatically. It's also strategic because of the fruitfulness that then begins to manifest in our life, which I'll unpack in a few minutes. But just as we begin, I want to pray for you so that whatever's going on in your life, if you can, for this next 30 minutes, like I often say, let it be you time, undistracted time, where you can focus your attention again on Jesus, who's present right inside of you right now. He's inside of us. He's a breath away. You turn your gaze in, right? And there he is. And because this is coming from his heart, he will draw you into the experience. So I pray that whatever's going on right now in your life, that grace from Holy Spirit, you will be able to receive it afresh right now. Holy. Wow, there's his presence. Wow. Whew, holy. Wow. 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 You are not going to leave this time unchanged. And I encourage you, listen back. When you need to reset, when you need to go deeper, keep listening back to what I'm about to share with you and re-engage into the truth, re-engage into the one who is the truth, who is kindness, who is gentleness, who is peace and rest and is supreme authority, and actually right now is transforming you, is transforming me. This is what he's doing. He's bringing us forth into the next level of experiencing ourselves in new creation life, in who we actually are, bringing us forth to be able to experience him, live from that experience and express him in a transformative way, a profound way. So I want to begin by just reading to you Matthew 11:28-29. And as I flow through sharing what Jesus has shown me, I encourage you to just keep listening to him. Listen to him. Open your heart to him. Just let go of everything right now by his grace of you in your external world. And just lock your attention from that place of sitting down on the inside, resting, but gazing, listening to him and opening up to the implications of this truth. And you'll find that he will draw you into the experience of his promise. So Matthew 11:28-29, sorry. Hear him speaking to you right now. Are you weary? He's asking you to become aware again in this moment, are you? Because a lot of the time we just run at 100 miles an hour through life, don't we? And we can desensitize without even realizing. We're shutting down in our sensory awareness to actually the condition of our own heart. So he's saying to you, just take a moment, take an inventory where you're at, become aware again, and begin to receive. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life to mine. Learn my ways, and you will discover that I am gentle, humble, easy to please. You will find refreshment and rest in me. That's his promise today. For your enjoyment, for your transformation, it's the way you were created to live from rest, from union, bathed in that beautiful place of your relational connection within to Jesus. Now that's the oasis. He's the oasis that you live in, live from, can live in, can live from, as we tune back into that truth. He's wanting you to do this today. It's not only that, it's also that it's the most extraordinary, privileged life that we can live now, living from the oasis of rest. But it's actually providing, sounds like an oxymoron, but militant power, because he is, because you begin to leak him. He begins to infuse you and through you. So the encounter that I had recently, I just want to read a few of my notes, because I scribed immediately after the encounter the revelation, so that I didn't miss anything and I honored what Jesus was saying, because I knew it was for all of us. So the experience that I had, I began to feel Holy Spirit moving through me as this, so moving through us, because I knew immediately it was an identificational experience. It was, he was showing me again what he's doing for us, all of us. So I began to feel Holy Spirit moving through you, moving through me as liquid gentleness. It was like a trickling, purifying, soothing river of gentleness, the gentleness that is an aspect of who Jesus is. And it was bathing me and washing me. So hear this for yourself, and just, I encourage you right now, just begin to open your heart to receive him, because he is the river of life, right? And he's in you right now. So he's soothing, bathing. This is how he's wanting to release himself through you right now so that you receive this. And as this gentleness of Jesus began to move through me, I began to feel him pushing out of us very, very gently with his gentleness, specific emotional states that have been held in us, including stress. And I'll give us heart language in a few moments where we can really experience him, really respond to what he's saying so that you absolutely go in. I was experiencing him dissolving as his gentleness was touching pockets of stress, anxiety, trauma, anger, resentment, fear. He was literally satiating, was the word that he gave me. So we were like a sponge, you know, that's completely satiated in water. We were absolutely, completely drenched, satiated in his gentleness. And like I said, all of these emotional states, these reactions that can be held inside of us as energy states, right, were being dissolved. And then I began to experience complete rest and a sensation of how safe we are and that he's absolutely for us. And then we began to overflow and we began to drip gentleness, kindness, gentleness from this heart state of rest, of being fully convinced that he's for us. Like I said, that we are totally safe in his presence. We are home. And then as we began to overflow, literally just drip supernatural gentleness, it was oozing out of us into our relationships, into our life, into the atmosphere of our homes. I started to see relational conflicts healed as gentleness, supernatural gentleness, just began to touch and soothe and bathe and heal where there'd been conflict. Then I began to see connection with other people, all of our significant relationships, increasing. And for some of us, where there's been a complete disconnect, it was restored because there was no fear. There was no fear-driven self-preservation in us. We were just, like I said, satiated in the gentleness of God. This, all that was coming from us was kindness, gentleness, tenderness, compassion, all the different facets of what gentleness actually is. And then I began to see us as safe places. We felt safe. Then we became safety for others. So we started to be hearts that others could rest in. And then Jesus spoke to me. I want you to really hear these words. He flowed understanding into my spirit. And he said, gentleness. So hear this. This is where it gets really strategic for our lives. Ooh, holy. Ooh, holy, holy, holy. Wow. Ooh, holy, holy, holy. He said, gentleness is the antidote, the solution to anger, to wrath, to hostility, to fear, to hatred, to division. Because like it says in Proverbs, a gentle answer turns away wrath. But I saw, as Jesus was speaking this to me, I saw the power of gentleness, because it is, you know, like I've said, it's an attribute of the nature of God flowing through us, satiating us, creating, dripping out of us to transform relationships. Be the authority, the substance of the authority, to use that language, that resolves, that removes hostility, fear, hatred, division, anger, wrath. And then I saw a build-up in our lives and in the body of Christ of this virtue, of the virtue of gentleness. And it gentleness became on display, and it had a monumental impact on our internal world, on our external world, our own worlds, the relationships that we have individually, and then I began to see collectively. And it was impacting where there was division, because we began to release it through our words, through our decrees, through our intercession, through our relational connections. We began to ooze the one who is gentleness, release him out, and it began to create an internal and external atmospheric shift. Particularly, it was impacting division, hostility, hatred, wrath. And ultimately, I saw it affecting, him affecting through us where there was war. And then Jesus spoke to me again and he said, this, meaning the manifestation of the gentleness of God, will create a tipping point. Will create a tipping point. This is a massively important truth that Jesus is revealing to us now. These are the ways of God, right? This is the wisdom of God. Then I saw Matthew 5 activating. The verse that says in the Beatitudes, the pure in heart will see God. And I understood in my spirit that as gentleness, kindness, purity, peace saturated us, all the internal noise that can desensitize our experience with the presence of Jesus, it stopped. It stopped. And then I saw how this change of our internal world, this tipping point started to happen externally. And I saw how internally, as we began to be filled with gentleness, gentleness has a, I could feel it having a purifying effect, a quietening effect. Like I was saying at the beginning, this, the river of the presence of God soothing, quietening the noise and enabling us to see him more clearly than we ever have. And this then ushered in a greater and greater depth of relationship with Jesus, which resulted in ever, it's like a compound effect, ever increasing peace, gentleness, certainty, purity that was impacting the world around us. And the tipping point that Jesus spoke of began to become tangible. So I want to take the last amount of time that we have together today to just give you some heart language to begin to respond to Jesus even more deeply. I'm sure you are already, but just to help facilitate the experience for you by giving you language that you can then, I mean, just flow however you want to. But this is so important that we respond to what he's saying, to step into this, particularly for the time we're in. Because he's the solution to everything, and every facet, right, of his nature is transformative. As the divine touches the natural, we cannot remain the same. The situations cannot remain the same. Everything is transformed as the Creator touches us. So let's just, I encourage you, as I begin to give you language and just let these words become your own heart language. Holy. Wow, really feeling his presence strongly. Just keep looking at him within. Keep your heart open so that revelation light can keep flowing into you. just with your heart's attention, with your heart's gaze, let this be your truth to him. And you'll start to experience him at a different level as the God who is gentleness. Jesus. Wow. Holy. Wow. Holy. Whoo, his presence just went whoa, strong. Jesus, I come to you carrying the areas within me that are weary. Holy. I'm going to go slow with this because I want you to really own the words. Really engage into his presence. Look at him, like I said, through your heart's gaze, through your heart and mind's attention right now, locked onto the reality that it's Christ within you. Christ within you right now. Christ within you. As I say, you know, he's not out there. One day, someday, he's going to walk in the room, and amen that he will, physically, but this is, he's accessible to you right now. He is your healer. He's going to lift these burdens. This is his invitation. Jesus, I come to you carrying the areas within me that are weary. Wow. Wow. Just felt the Holy Spirit again move powerfully. I felt him say, this is your moment. This is your moment where the burden lifts. This is your moment. Holy, holy. And I just felt him reach in. So for some of us, there's a heart sickness that's crept in because of hope deferred, because you've believed and you've believed. And for some of you, you've gone round and round mountains and you've hoped and then it's not happened, and you've hoped and you've reached and it's not happened. And he's saying, this is your moment. This is your moment where the burden lifts. I give you every area, Jesus, within me right now, where I am weary, where I am carrying burdens, to receive your rest, Jesus, right now, in exchange. Jesus, I give you all bitterness that's contained within me. I give it to you right now. Wow. Just let that go. Wow. 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 I can feel Holy Spirit removing bitterness. None of us want to hold bitterness. We can just get so stuck, can't we, when we respond to injustices and challenges and very difficult circumstances we live through in life. It could be that you're holding historic bitterness. It could be what's behind a sickness in your body. Right now, Holy Spirit is lifting bitterness out of your soul for good, out of it, and releasing back to you peace. Peace. Touching you with his purifying, powerful gentleness. Wow. Let's hand it over. Hand it over. He's the God of justice. He's the God of kindness. He sees everything. He knows what you've gone through. I release to you bitterness, Jesus. I release to you all unforgiveness, Jesus. All of it. So the Lord is saying, clean slate. He wants to reset you now. Give you a clean slate to move forward from here. To detach you from the entanglement that happens, the snare that happens when we're held into our past, held into relational dynamics through unforgiveness. Holy Spirit releases to us grace to let go, to forgive. And as we receive that grace, he fully lifts off all that's attached to that situation. particularly the oppression that comes from the realm of darkness. So he's giving you a clean slate, a reset moment right now, those of you that need this, because you've got areas, pockets of unforgiveness within you. He wants you looking at every person in your life, past, present, and future, with purity in your heart, seeing the value of people with boundaries, but irrespective of how they're showing up in this world through their pain, their unhealed pain and challenges that have shaped their life and distorted their ability to express who they actually are. Jesus wants you to live deeper in him, higher, above the horizontal dynamics that cause us to live in reactionary states. So right now, he's releasing grace to forgive, grace to let go, grace to trust him with the outcome. He will have the final say. He will rewrite that story. He will rewrite the wrongs. Jesus, I give you fear. I give you fear. All of it. All of it. Wow. Wow, I just saw layers and layers and layers, you know, all the layers of fear that we can get tangled up in inside, you know, fear of lack, fear of the future, fear of not being good enough, fear of being rejected, whatever's personal for you, reset, clean slate. He's saying, let go, let go. This is his gentleness washing you, his kindness washing you right now, reaching to you again. All fear, just release it to him. Spend a few minutes. Just listen to this over and over and stop it if you need to, and just let this be real for you, because this is a change in the state of the life of the body of Christ that is underway right now, where he's resetting our soul. He's bringing us into alignment holistically. He's bringing us into a place of incredible fruitfulness and power, actually. So all fear we release to you, Jesus. All anger we release to you, Jesus. He wants you in peace inside, so that you're not held stuck in states that create toxic biochemistry when left unchecked. He's settling you back right now into a place of peace. Reset, like he's saying, clean slate. All anger I give to you, Jesus. All rage I give to you. All prejudice I give to you, where I've judged others because of their differences to me and my perception of what that means. Whew, Jesus created everybody, right? We might not have the same worldview. We may not agree in our values and our perspectives of life, but they still have innate value. And he wants us free of prejudice, operating in wisdom and love, because there's freedom, freedom in that place, freedom in that state of heart, the ability to see life as he sees, see people as he sees, to no longer live in that horizontal reactionary place. Jesus, I let go of all prejudice. I let go and give you all regret. Wow. Just let him keep taking these, let it be personal. If you need to stop right now and just do that and then press start again on the episode, do that. Let all regret leave. Leave you. Leave you. We can learn from things that we would live through differently if we could go back. But he doesn't want us stuck in regret. The only thing that he wants you to take from those experiences that you would live differently now, if you could go back, like I said, is wisdom. Jesus, I give you trauma. Every bit of trauma held in my body, everything, all energy held within me that is a result of me living, reacting to what I've lived in. The experiences I've gone through that you know, Jesus, I thank you for removing the trauma from me, from being the supreme experience that will override those previous experiences now and change my inner state, change my energy to peace and love. Thank you, Jesus. I give you not feeling safe. I give you exhaustion, all exhaustion with life. And all record inside of me that's holding past pain. Wow. Just let this continue to flow from your heart. Jesus is lifting this out and changing you now and resetting you and flooding you through, satiating you with who he is as gentleness, flooding you and resetting you with purity, the beauty of who he is. Jesus, thank you that as I come to you this way, knowing that I am joined to you now, I am one with you, receiving you, Jesus, as the greater experience to wash away any and all previous experiences that brought me pain. You are refreshing me, Jesus. Keep looking at him as your heart saying these words to him. You are refreshing me, Jesus. You are resetting my life. Right now, you are giving me a clean slate. Holy, you are my oasis, Jesus. You are my safe place, my calm, the place where I become immersed again in peace, because you are peace. I only want to live fully aware of you, Jesus, and in your ways. Going forward from here, living this way constantly, experiencing fully the truth that you are gentleness. You are humble. And as I turn my awareness back onto you within me, onto the reality of our union again, you are right now and always will. As I come back to you over and over, you are flooding my senses. You are flooding all of me with you, with gentleness and rest. You are restoring my life. And you're restoring every relationship within it. Every relationship will be healed and whole and flooded with you. All wrath, hatred, bitterness, division will no longer afflict me, will not affect my life. I am saturated in your kindness and your gentleness, and I will see wrath, hatred, division dissolve from existence as you restore all things. You are the solution, Jesus, and you are pouring out this way now through me, and I thank you for the privilege of being able to partner with you this way, that you are the one that manifests through me and changes everything. Whew, Holy Spirit. Wow. Wow. Amen. Amen. Whew, your life's just changed. It's absolutely changed. Stay with him. Listen to this as you need over and over. I'm so excited for what's ahead for you and for all of us as we begin to reveal him and see our worlds and the world change. Bless you. Have the most amazing week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.